The Ripper. The Ripper.
We're ready.
I'm three.
You're three. Okay. He's two. He's one. I'm zero.
Yes, the
and we're
Ripper
ready to go.
Okay. Ripper told me. Yes, he told me.
Some chances are.
Who does three?
The three, Ripper on a two.
One.
Zero. Dr. Jones.
I stole
the one. We're going to lead with zero.
Come on. Guys,
in the war room.
Yeah, that is an attention span.
Stop. Take.
Start off.
All right, I'm ready. We're
up
going.
Up to three, two, one.
Three,
two,
one.
Zero!
Oh!
Oh!
Zero.
Oh, no! Dr. Tom.
Look, welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
Back in the war room.
Playing games. Got a visitor this week.
Raggots.
That's right, Dr. John.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
RT. My monster man. Madness is back.
I like a Billy Goat.
And? And
yes, D-Man.
D-Man.
And the Ripper.
Well, how are you guys doing this week?
Good, Doc. Good, Dr. John.
What are we looking at today, guys?
What are we going to be checking out?
That funky, funky Ripper.
First, well, Battlezone 2 by Activision.
Ooh, I love it.
And then we're going to take a look at Half-Life Opposing Force by Gearbox, Valve, and Sierra Studio.
Cool. Which goes Valve.
Right, cool. Ripper. And then, how about that sequel to Interstate 76, Interstate 82 by Activision?
On your boats.
All right, and don't forget Quake 3, the
Arena.
Id Software.
By Id.
Id. Monsters from the Id.
That's right, Doc. We got some good games.
It'd be where it's at, Doc.
And it's all about
Ground
killing.
Zero.
So, stay tuned.
He's my hero.
For the next edition of...
Ooh, that funky Ripper.
Ground Zero!
A Ripper!
From the war room, live.
Hey, live from New York.
Check
shoot him up.
Had a heart attack. That's right, Dr. John.
That's right, RT.
We're all
Madness.
Here for the big intro, edition 45.
Subject relaying accurate information. No physiological changes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here with the Ripper.
In the war room.
Back in the war room, folks.
What the hell are we going to do tonight?
Yeah, what's up, Doc? What are we doing tonight?
Well, I hope it's going to be fun, because that last show was not much fun, guys.
What was the problem with the show, Doc?
Yeah, Dr. John.
No singing, no dancing, no rejoicing.
Oh, we never dance. We never, a little singing.
Yeah,
the Ripper's always rejoicing in blood.
Oh, I knew Joyce the voice thing.
Well, how about a little singing then?
What the heck is going on here?
Introducing Mick Jagger and the Stumbling Jones!
Uno, beam, black, and open. I can't get no when I'm surfing on the net and the ad coming on the video is telling me more and more about some product information supposed to feed my anticipation. I can't get no. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, J.
just ain't been nowhere. I can't get snow in Tel Celron. I can't get snow in Tel Threes. I'm back and I try and I try. I can't get no.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Battlezone 2.
Combat Commander.
I'm in hovercraft.
In multiplayer mode, here in the war room.
That's my pandemic, Doc.
And it's the Doc against the Ripper.
No.
And the Ripper is Scion scum, and the Doc is ISDF, Interstellar Defense Force.
I Scion you.
And the Ripper is in big trouble now, because the Doc's got two tanks coming in to attack his base.
A tank?
Yeah, well, no tanks. But here I come. And what do you think of this game, guys?
Well,
thanks
for the memories, Dr. Doc. John.
It's real-time strategy, that's for sure.
I haven't played
it's
number
really
one.
It's really good, Doc.
What's going
it's
on
a,
here?
Instead of a ground vehicle, you're actually flying in a hovercraft.
You're in a hover tank. But the main thing is, folks, you're as you know from Battlezone 1, is you're down in the game. Instead of looking down from above, you're in a tank and you're in the game and you're commanding your other units to go out and do stuff, like build your factories and you build your fort and stuff, or go out and attack the enemy.
A lot of building got to go on, Doc.
Well, you know, there's the typical stuff. At least you don't have to research, like in Warzone 2100, and being down in the fray is kind of fun. Like, right now, I'm going to kick the crap out of Ripper's Scavenger.
That's Doc's
International
Scavenger.
Based Defense Force, Doc, against the Scion.
But my tank is getting obliterated by the Ripper's tower, whatever that damn thing is.
Ah, the gunspire, Doc.
The gunspire. Oh, those things are nasty, you Scion bastard.
Well, Dr. John, you guys have been playing this game for a while now. What do you think of this game?
I think this, personally, this kind of game is my favorite kind of game. I love real-time strategy, and by putting you in the action, you can't do any better. Battlezone was my favorite game last year, practically, and Battlezone 2 is a great update to this game. There is, you know, the interface probably could have been a little bit better, and I think maybe they could have done a little more, but I love this game. This game is great. The graphics are greatly improved.
Dr. John.
How about
fantastic.
The special effects?
They have some nice new features in the game, and there's lots of nuances and stuff as to how, you know, you can build your base and...
How about the special effects, Doc?
Oh, they're quite nice, and Ripper's blasting the hell out of the Doc.
What kind of weapons you got?
Well, right now I'm using splinter mortars against the Ripper, and it's quite effective. It seems to be causing quite a lot of damage. It's sort of like a fragmentation grenade kind of thing, and he's not enjoying it.
No, I am not, Dr. John.
Doc's going back to try and reinforce the base a little. Let's see if we can build something. Oh, God, I need more power.
How would you rate this game?
I'll give this, personally, I'll give this game a 5 out of 5.
It's a 5 out of 5, Dr. John.
5 out of 5.
It's a little effort, too. You know, you gotta work at it. You know, definitely read the manual. There's a lot of little tricks here and there. Like, after you snipe the enemy's vehicle, you can go ahead and send a tug over to pick it up, bring it back to your training facility, and sure enough, fill it with a pilot, and you've got a new vehicle.
Looks like you got to build your own stuff, Doc. What do you got to do? Build buildings?
Well, yeah, you have constructors and whatever, and you send them out and build buildings. And
what's this recycler, Doc?
The recycler is sort of like the king in chess. It's like you got to protect your recycler. It's the mother of all your vehicles, and you know you can't make anything without your recycler. But, you know, Battlezone fans will know this game right off the bat. There's a lot of nice enhancements. The graphics are improved. You need a good machine. I mean, it's the graphics require a bit of horsepower to get them really going. But
so what do you think, Doc, if you were going to buy this game? Not that you already have.
Well, I did. And
what would you
not only did I buy it, but I believe I paid $49, and that's about what I did, $49-$50 range. I mean, if you can get it for cheaper, great. But if you have to pay $49, this is a game that's worth it. Switch back to, the Ripper has not been able to mount a successful attack against my Whipley. You know, my base is like Wimp City here, folks.
Oh, I'm almost dead. F5. Almost dead. The doc's going out here, folks. The doc has been ejected.
Who is this? F6.
And, you know how things are when you get ejected.
So, Doc, what's the mission in this game?
To kill the Ripper.
To kill the Ripper!
The Ripper dies.
Welcome everyone to our real-time review of Quake 3 Arena by id Software.
Ha ha ha.
Back in the war room, Doc.
I'm here in the war room with
Artie Madness Man
and D-Man D-Manius.
Unfortunately, the Ripper's not here. We don't have the Ripper today.
Well, plus we turned friendly fire off, so D-Man's and Madness aren't going to have any fun anyway.
The Ripper ain't here because I blew him away.
Friendly fire, Dr. John. You got to love shooting your friend in the back.
Well, guys, I mean, you're playing Capture the Flag. What do you think? How do you like this?
Well, Dr. John, it's pretty fun.
It's game, Doc.
The flag.
I like Quake.
It's been out for a long time. Had plenty of time to play and digest
a lot
and
of
decide how it is compared to Unreal. And, of course, you've got all sorts of graphics options. You can turn the graphics polygon count way up in this game, lighting sources, and all sorts of cool things. But if not much hardware out there will run this at its full settings on. So, you know, you better...
Yeah, better have your machine fast and hot.
The graphics look pretty good, Doc, other than being jerky.
Even set on medium, they're pretty darn nice looking. But like you said, if you've got a 450 megahertz computer and, you know, anything less than a Voodoo 3 card, it's going to be pretty sluggish. Other than being a resource hog, I say it's actually a beautiful looking game. Perhaps Unreal Tournament in some ways looks a little bit, I don't know, I kind of like the way Unreal Tournament looks a little better.
Kind of more realistic, Doc.
Well, it's crisper, cleaner in some ways, but then again, if you have a really good machine and you turn all the detail on in this in Quake 3, it's beautiful.
Still no secondary weapon, though, Doc, you notice?
Well,
no,
you do have the ability to zoom in with every weapon, which I love in Quake 3.
Which you don't have in Unreal Tournament.
Right, only specific weapons will zoom in Unreal.
That's right,
But beyond that, there is just not as much bot control.
That's
there's a heck of a lot more bot control. I think there's better bot AI and artificial intelligence in Unreal Tournament than there is in Quake 3.
You can program it too, Dr. John.
There's just so much control. It just lets you do virtually anything you want.
That's right. Every guy belongs to you before the game starts. Doc, you can do everything in Unreal with the bot.
I'm killing the D-Man.
But this is fun.
I
wish they had given us more Capture the Flag maps. There are four that come with the game out of the box. I'm sure they'll be adding more later. But beyond that,
that's right, Doc.
You know, you get team deathmatch and things like that, but I don't think there's a domination mode in here like there is with things like Team Fortress Classic and Unreal Tournament. But again, I'll say this for the 100th time. I think Unreal Tournament deserves, you know, Game of the Year for 1999. It has everything. The bot control is unbeatable. The AI is unbeatable. The graphics are unbeatable. But nonetheless, I'm going to rate Quake 3 Arena a 5 out of 5 smiley faces on the fun factor. And I'll rate it, I'll give it a 45 out of 50 on the how much would I pay for it scale.
That makes good sense to me, Doc.
Oh, man.
One thing I love about this game, guys, is they really didn't bother to go out of their way to waste everybody's time and energy by putting a bunch of copy protection on the CD. That was really quite nice of them. And I'd like to thank id Software for that.
That made a difference, didn't it, Doc?
It
especially
sure
for multiplayer.
Id.
So, what do you guys rate this game?
I'd give it a 4.5, Doc.
What do you think, Madness?
4.6 and a half smiley faces.
Excellent.
That's on the fun factor,
4.6 and 7/8.
Excellent.
But
you guys are having fun, I can tell.
Dr. John,
it's a little jerkier than Unreal Tournament when you turn on all the stuff and have a bunch of bots in there, but it's pretty decent.
What'd you pick, Demanius? 2-on-2?
3-on-3 here right now.
T, I just,
But you guys are having fun, and, what's the score? The score is 6-1 against the red team. You guys are losing miserably.
That's the wrong score. That's ammo in my gun.
Well, I haven't been capturing the flag very well.
Well, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Quake 3 Arena.
That's right.
Three thumbs up here.
Back in the war room, folks.
In the war room!
A little tune is you can out, you can take a man. Well, why the boss ain't see why the Jones jam?
Welcome to our mini review of Interstate 82 in multiplayer mode here in the war room.
Interstate 82.
How you guys doing?
All right, Dr. John.
Well, D-Man, what do you think about this game?
Looks like a hot game, Doc. Looks like some good shoot-em-up with cars and, what is it, Las Vegas?
We're in Las Vegas right now.
Chasing tuna. I'm sorry, trout.
Badass cars.
Hey, get your fish straight, Ripper.
So it's the Ripper against the Doc in Las Vegas.
Probably have a little advantage.
And what is this? This is Capture the Trout mode, which I particularly like. It's sort of like Capture the Flag, but it's a trout.
So what's the deal, Doc? You just go catch the fish, you gotta fish it with a pole?
Well, you're driving around with a car, and you got lots of weapons, and you blast each other with those weapons.
And then,
you
can do
where's the fish?
You can do 360s and, 180 spins, and come around shooting, and have all sorts of fun. It's actually kind of nice, it's very arcade.
Where's the fish, Doc?
Nothing simulator-like about it at all. He's got my trout! The Ripper's got my trout! Come back here!
So, Doc, where's the fish?
He's got my fish. In any case...
I've got his fish and chips.
The fact that they've got different modes like Capture the Trout and things like that really is a kind of nice addition to this sort of game. And I love the original game. This one is pretty good in single-player mode. Oh, I blew up the Ripper.
Interstate 76?
Yeah, the original Interstate 76 was a great game. This one's very interesting, some nice enhancements. It's not as polished a game as I would have liked to have seen after all the time they had to do this. It's a very arcade-ish game. The graphics are kind of interesting, but very, kind of cartoony. But
better than Interstate 76.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've had a couple of years now.
But what about the soundtracks, Doc? You know, 76 was one of the hottest soundtracks.
Yeah, well, the soundtrack on this one's not so great. But in general, since this is a mini review, I'll just say I rate this game, I'll give it even a 4 out of 5 smiley faces.
It is fun to play, Doc.
Because it is kind of fun to play, and it does have the different modes. And the single-player missions are definitely a little bit intriguing. So it's a pretty decent game all around.
What about vehicles, Doc? You got a choice?
Oh, you got everything. If you know the original game, you know, you got all that stuff and a whole bunch of other things. Lots of interesting vehicles. What do you rate it, Ripper?
I'm going to give it the 4 out of 5, too, Dr. John. It is fun to play.
Same here, Doc.
What would you spend for the puppy?
I'd spend, $35 for it, I'd say.
Yeah, 35.
38 tops, Doc.
All right. Well, that's our mini review of Interstate 82.
Activision.
And that rhymes.
Welcome to our real-time review of Half-Life, Opposing Force, the add-on pack to the game of the year for 1999. How you guys doing?
Doing good,
Pretty
Doc.
Good, Doc.
Pretty good, Dr. John.
I can get up that stinking ladder.
Wait a minute. Who was that? Was that the Madness?
Madness.
The Madness is back!
That's right, Doc. The Madness is back in the war room.
And we're here in the war room in multiplayer mode, playing Half-Life Opposing Force, and it's pretty cool. What do you guys think?
I'm missing the bots, Doc.
Well, yeah, that's definitely one thing that we're missing here, is it would be nice to have bots.
We don't always have four computers you can hook up to that easily, Dr. John.
That's right. We added a computer for this session today, so we've got an extra computer in the war room on the land.
Ooh, where's the Manius?
Well, Doc, you know, it's kind of nice to get back to
this game since it was one of the main predecessors of the year, but it does have its disadvantages over Unreal and Quake 3.
Well, yeah, without any bots, you're sort of stuck with just how many people you can connect to either over the internet or on a LAN.
And you know, we are playing. The way the Ripper hides, you know, can be a pain in the neck sometimes just running around trying to find somebody.
Yeah, you wish there was at least a bot or two between those Ripper kills.
Ooh.
So, what do you guys think? The graphics are about the same as the original, right?
A few different maps, Doc, a few improvements on weapons, but yeah, the graphics look the same.
Calm down, where is Demanius?
He is insaneous.
That's right, Dr. John.
And we're having I mean, to be honest, folks, I'm having a lot of fun with this game. I'll rate it 4 out of 5 on the fun factor, but I'm really disappointed at the lack of bots.
That sounds like
a flatliner to me.
With Unreal Tournament, Dr. John, it's like everybody else, they set the precedent.
Well, that's why I really need to say, I think Unreal Tournament, especially with the awesome artificial intelligence and the bots, has got to be game of the year for this kind of game last year for 1999.
But I love these weapons, Dr. John. I do love the 50 caliber.
That 50 caliber is awesome. It pushes you back as you shoot.
Another nice sniper rifle, Dr. John.
Well, you got to admit, that's one hell of a sniper rifle. And the Ripper is our sniper extraordinaire. Look at that. Headshot on the madness. Another headshot. As soon as he popped up, the Ripper is deadly. Oh, the D-Man goes down under the Ripper sniper. Fire!
Someone's climbed the Texas Tower, Dr. John.
Hey, Doc, speaking of a lack of bots, you know, last time I went to Daytona when it wasn't spring break, there was a serious lack of bots, too.
That's a different kind of bot.
I thought that was Vagabot.
Well, anyway, like I said, folks, I'm going to rate this 4 out of 5 on the fun factor. Lack of bots is a major problem. Everything else is fine. What do you guys say?
I love it, Dr. John. You know, the lack of bots is going to make me rate it a little low. Maybe 3.5, 3.65. What do you think?
Well, I like it, Dr. John, just because the fact that I like it, Dr. John.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, as far as these games go, first-person shooters, it's a lot of fun. But it should not have been a full-priced game. This is an add-on pack. It should have cost $19.95, maximum $29.95, and yet it looks like it's almost a full-priced game out there.
How about a download, Dr. John?
How come it was the same price as a new game?
I don't know. Well, that kind of bugged me. I mean, you know, they gave Team Fortress Classic out as a free download on the internet, but then they make this game just because of the single-player missions, which are fun. They're a lot of fun, folks. I mean, if you don't have a connection, you buy these games for the single-player missions. This is one hell of a game. I had a lot of fun going through it. There's a little too much jumping from box to box and swinging from rope to rope.
Well, I tell you, Dr. John, after you've had multiple players,
exactly.
multiple partners,
you just can't go back to that doing it on your own kind of thing anymore. Exactly.
Yeah, I get a little crazy in that rats in the maze.
So I'll rate this a $25 out of $50 is what I would pay on the pay scale. What do you guys rate it?
Dr. John. I don't know why they're trying to milk out a little more.
How about a download, Dr. John?
How about $25 to $33, Doc?
Well, $25 to $29 is my maximum range right there. It should have been $19.95, folks. But anyway, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Half-Life Opposing Force.
Half-Life.
I have a slogan and I want to make it fast. No colors anymore, my monitor went black. I see a website and it looks like a place to go. I'll ask the doctor help, cause he's the guy in the hose. I see a line of bricks. They look really fast. It's kick-ass gear I see. They make my rib whoop ass. I see people buy the rigs and drag away the day. But right now, my baby, I don't have the cash to pay. I checked my bank today and had a heart attack. Cause my credit card's no longer in the black.
fake ways. Not have to face the facts. It's not easy fragging your monitor to black. No chance will my destiny return to your tomb. I wish I could cut my new brick just from you. If I were hard enough into the setting sun, my ring will be even found a monica. I am a soldier and I want to make it fast. Your colors in all my monitor with glass. I see kick ass here and looks like the place to go home. Go ask the doctor, he'll go. He's the guy who knows. Yeah, baby, I'm finally here. A kick-ass gear. We got a rig that's